Jason, Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. It is a TV theme Thursday. Talking about Titans and Steelers tonight, but also some things going on in the college football world, including now how Jim McElwain has weighed in on Connor Stallions and sign stealing. To talk more about that, we say hello to John Bryce from Football Scoop. He joins us now. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, we've seen a lot of stuff in college football over the years, but this is an interesting one because it's got so many twists and turns to it. As CMU, you know, Central Michigan is investigating if Michigan staffer Connor Stallions spied on them, essentially, is what it is. He was seen. There's pictures of him on the sideline in CMU gear, but is this one of the more bizarre stories that you've covered over the years?
I think it's absolutely the most bizarre story. There was a lot of goofy things that unfolded at the University of Tennessee through the years, from an alleged player falling on a helmet to any number of absurdities during the Jeremy Pruitt era. But this is right up there with the absolutely most bizarre things that I can remember, not just in college football, but probably college athletics or NFL or the NFL or pro sports.
So Jim Harbaugh, the head coach at Michigan, you know, this everybody's looking at him like, okay, here he goes. Like, he had something to do with this. And of course, all coaches, you know, when they get caught on something, I had no knowledge. I had no idea what you're talking about. What's going to happen to him ultimately with this, do you think?
Yeah, we were just finishing recording a Football Scoop podcast literally moments ago, and our publisher, Scott Roussel, has talked with a number of people, and I've certainly talked with coaches from the ACC, the Big Ten, and the SEC specifically, coaches and personnel in recent weeks. There isn't anybody out there who sees a way that Jim Harbaugh survives this. It's just the depth and breadth of it is what I keep going back to. I mean, this is a scheme that not only targeted, we know based on what evidence appears to have emerged, not only targeted definite opponents of Michigan, but went so far as to seemingly target potential playoff opponents, the University of Tennessee specifically. I was told 11 days ago, Monday of last week, I needed to check into the fact of Connor Stallions buying tickets for Kentucky versus Tennessee last year after Tennessee knocked off Alabama. I was told Michigan people got really concerned they could both either face Tennessee in the playoffs or potentially be battling Tennessee for one of those four playoff berths a year ago. So again, and they were scouting the University of Georgia as well. So again, I go back to just the absolute scope of this, and it's very broad, and it seems to get broader by the days. And to your points about Connor Stallions allegedly being on the Central Michigan sideline. You guys have been on sidelines before. I've been on sidelines a bunch. I was a sideline reporter. You don't survive on a sideline for the duration of a game if people don't know who you are, especially within that team box.
Oh, I totally agree. Talking to John Bryce, footballscoop.com. John, thanks for doing this. I know you're so busy. Go back to the Tennessee part about this, because, you know, when I first read this story about, team still signs, I get all that. But then you talk about, you know, the Tennessee part of this and going, I mean, this is not just in the state of Michigan and a few games in the Big Ten. I mean, this is a broad brush, is it not?
Yeah, it's incredibly broad. And we know at this point in time that at least a dozen Big Ten teams have confirmed it. There's speculation, again, that it extends beyond just those Big Ten teams. I'm very confident in the sourcing that we have that indicated it stretched directly into the SEC and specifically, again, to Tennessee and Georgia. Once Tennessee beat Alabama, Georgia was already a juggernaut and on its way to repeating as national champs. So, again, those things show you just how widespread this was. And we're noting this. My boss just had this information moments ago on our podcast that it apparently either investigators now at the University of Michigan trying to comb through financial records to see whether there were reimbursements for this, whether this is something that fell under petty cash expenses. Where did the money from all of this come from?
Oh, thank you for that. That is amazing. Let me your reaction, because you hear, you know, you do this a long time, John. You do such a great job at Football Scoop. You hear all these rumors and allegations, you know, throughout history, the college football in the last couple of years. But when you saw the picture of Connor Stallions on that sideline, what did you immediately think?
I immediately thought, I'll censor this since this is hopefully a family friendly show.
Right.
But the gist of it was, what a bag of idiots. I mean, how can you be that brazen? And again, but the audacity of this is part of the story. The audacity of this is that it is so visible. And again, we're at a time, I just made this point again, I'm sorry to keep referring to our podcast, we literally just finished recording, but it's just like instant replay. In those booths, they see so many angles that you, Joe, Chase, we all never see those angles to make their decision. There's the same thing going on within the sidelines. A lot of schools film their own sideline to see so that they can self-scout, to see if they're giving anything away with the way they send their signals in, to see if they're giving anything away. They'll study how they stand on the sidelines and whether or not they feel like how players are standing a certain way, if it's tipping their hand in any way, shape, or form, from personnel packages to otherwise. So I just bring that up to note that the depth of information, and we feel like we have a boatload out there right now since this whole thing blew up about Connor Stallions, truly is just the tip. There's so much more information out there. Another point I think that has to be made is they're sitting here saying, well, Jim Harbaugh didn't know about it. He never spoke to the guy. Well, guess what? There's security video. I promise you there's security video out there to let you know whether or not they spoke to him. Teams film approximately six angles minimum of any given practice. Six angles of video cameras would show you if Jim Harbaugh is ever talking to Connor Stallions on the practice field. Michigan has not supplied any of that material that would, in their eyes, if they've got something to exonerate Harbaugh and the rest of the staff, you would think they would come forth with it. They have not done that.
Oh, interesting. Another thing that people should notice, if you go to a football game, now they have three guys or four guys stand behind the coaches that are signaling in, and they'll raise up a black curtain. You know what I'm talking about, John?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can be a black curtain. Sometimes it's a white sheet. Some of them now are like those foldable things that you would see maybe in an emergency room or in a medical clinic where they're almost just room dividers, and they pull those things out. You're exactly right.
And I asked the coach, I said, what are we doing? He's like, so they don't see our signals. And I'm like, oh, okay, but it's everywhere. And I have not seen that until the last couple of years where they hold that big, you know, basically a big curtain up so you can't get the signals. So, you know, teams are aware, you know, and you don't want your signs being stolen and all that. And I don't know, I just saw that, and this Michigan story hits. I'm like, man, this is like Cold War 1950 East Germany stuff. I mean, we're all fascinated by this.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I thought that this was one of the most interesting years of college football in a really long time. I've contended for weeks now at Football Scoop that this would be the perfect year, not next year, this would be the perfect year for a 12-team playoff, because I do think there's a little more balance, there's a little more delightful chaos in college football this year. Yes, Georgia and Michigan have overall looked most superior, but I don't think either of those teams is indomitable, and yet somehow – despite this being a great year for a 12-team playoff, the prevailing story everywhere is Connor Stallions and who at Michigan knew, how much cheating was going on, how far did this stretch, did it happen, was it happening even before he got on full-time staff when he was just volunteering. Just, again, the depth and the scope of it is phenomenal.
John Bryce is with us from Football Scoop. Now, I'm curious of when the conversation, you know, obviously there's going to be investigation and there's going to be a lot of fallout from this. But I'm curious if ever there's going to be a discussion, is now the time to finally move towards like the NFL has done and have the quarterback have a headset and the helmet, and that's how they're going to call in plays?
I love you for asking that question, simply because I think it's publishing today, but I've spent the last 10 days working on that very story. And I actually just finished an interview earlier this week with the founder and CEO of CoachComs. And that's according to them, they supply 97% of SBS football with the headset. So I can tell you right now, and we'll have much more depth when the story publishes, they're prepared for that. College football is prepared for that. We heard Matt Rhule talk about it last week, that it's absurd. It's not already been implemented. Brian Kelly has gone on the record from LSU saying this has to be done. People are being silly. We have a lot of smart people involved. Why are they being so silly? So I can tell you unequivocally from speaking with Mr. Amos, the CEO and founder of CoachComms, that they are fully prepared. They said they developed the technology in 2017 when they implemented their most recent headset system throughout, again, almost all of FBS football, 97%, which will put you well over the 100 teams. There's about 131 teams, so that would put you right at about 122 teams prepared for this. They're ready. So it's there. It takes people deciding that they want to implement it, but the capacity to do so is there right now.
Yeah, I've just never understood, like, you know, even the last 10, 15 years, I've never understood why it wasn't there, and always just kind of looked at it as, okay, is it a cost thing for some of these smaller programs, you know, outside of the Power Five?
The thing that I heard in dealing with this and researching this particular story is there are some people who believe that it would void the warranty on the helmets, and then it becomes a health and safety issue. Now, I think that Brian Kelly said that was not the case, that he didn't find that to be the case whatsoever. And I should also note, again, as will be shared with much more depth in our story today, that CoachComm did third-party independent testing to against the NOCSAE standards that the NCAA uses, and that's the National Official Equipment Standards, basically. NOCSA is the acronym, but it's the standard of health and safety requirements for all equipment used by NCAA teams, and they said that their third-party testing, quote, provide extremely favorable results and possibilities. So, again, for the people that are saying it's a health and safety issue, third-party testing has apparently indicated it is not a health and safety issue. And the other point made by coaches and other people that we spoke to for this story is, look, the NFL's been doing this for 20-plus years. It's already now starting to trickle down technology to the sidelines of high school games.
Yeah.
When is the college game going to get with the program?
I feel like they always want to hide behind health and safety when they just don't want to do something. That's kind of how it feels sometimes. John, appreciate the time today. We'll talk again soon.
That sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.
John Bryce joining us from Football Scoop. Really good stuff there, JoJo. I mean, I look, the health and safety thing, like, that's the first thing I thought of when this whole story came out of, like, why don't they just move to, like, the NFL does and have one guy on offense that's the quarterback and then one guy on defense that's usually, like, a middle linebacker, wear a headset, and they call the plays in that way, done.
6724 on the text line says, if you run a gimmicky offense, you deserve to get your signals stolen. You can't steal signals out of a huddle. Thank you for that, 6724.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, but that's not going to go away. Like, you can hate a gimmicky offense all you want. They're not going anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. You know, talking to John, you know, they raised that curtain up, and I asked our friend Coach Wells, I'm like, what's going on? He's like, so the camera behind won't see the your signals. If you're at home, the camera's behind you in the press box that shoots down, they won't see the signals because you have to share that game film with the upcoming team. And then so they won't be able to see the signals. So it's more than X's and O's, Chaser, as you well know.
Oh, yeah. And I'll say this, too, about gimmicky offenses because, you know, remember people were with Hendon Hooker. It was like, well, that offense doesn't translate to the NFL. And, you know, Josh Heupel didn't really do him any favors by – you know, running that offense to prepare him from the NFL. College coaches don't give a flying you-know-what about what's after they leave their school. They're worried about winning at their school and winning in their program. They don't care what the NFL is running. It's not – I mean, they may say, like, we want to get these guys ready for Sundays. No, they don't. They don't care. They care about winning on Saturdays. That's all that matters.
That should matter. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's their job. They're not paid to – make sure that you're ready to play for the NFL. You know, they're making sure that you're ready to play for them and win on that Saturday. So really Amen. Good stuff from John Bryce. We'll come back with celebrity birthdays. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.